So here we are with Good Shepherd Sunday falling in its same place as it does each year. Oftentimes we look forward to this Sunday for receiving in a word of comfort, that there is someone there to protect us and keep us safe. And there's no doubt that Jesus does just that. I think it's helpful for us to dig a little more into just what a shepherd does, what type of creatures sheep are, and how it all relates to us today. Because the Gospel of John forces us to look a little deeper. It's filled with metaphors and images that are not simple and direct. Instead, it gives us what seem like completely unrelated stories that we have to unpack to figure out what we're being asked to do. Today, on World Earth Day Sunday, it's even more important that we have this conversation. Because what's on the surface seems to be a subject that on its own guides us pretty powerfully on what we are to do with God's creation. Let's start with the role of a shepherd. In the days of Jesus' time, shepherds weren't exactly part of high society. The work was hard, the work was smelly, the work was messy. It was not a job that was easy to recruit for. Shepherds would have to rise first thing in the morning and round up the sheep they had. Then they needed to step in front of them, leading them toward the pasture where they would spend the day grazing. While the sheep munched away, the shepherd would watch the whole flock, and if one started to drift off, the shepherd would help draw them back to the flock. If one somehow escaped, he would go and look everywhere and anywhere, not giving up until that sheep was located and brought back to the others. The shepherd would trudge through mud and swamps and streams to guide the flock to water. And at day's end, the shepherd would have to return them all to the fold, count them all to make sure none was missing, and guard them all night to make sure no nocturnal predators would come and kill one for its meal. So this business of being a shepherd was rough and not very rewarding. You couldn't get an exceeds expectations on your performance review. The only result was, okay, you did your job. They all came back at the end of the day. Or you performed poorly because you failed to protect 100% of your flock. Anyone here want to become a shepherd? Anyone? Bueller? Now, what about the sheep they were caring for? We've built up an image over time that sheep are dumb, sheep are defenseless, and in need of someone to show them the way. We even use the term in a derogatory way today. Social media is littered with posts from people criticizing sheeple, meaning people so foolish that they'll follow anyone no matter how wrong their leader is. But sheep don't necessarily just wander around following anyone willy-nilly. A story from BBC Earth last year points out that sheep are actually intelligent and social creatures. They point to some pretty interesting facts that give some more depth to how sheep actually behave. For example, did you know that sheep can recognize and remember at least 50 different individual faces for more than 2 years? How many of us can say the same? A study by Keith Kendrick of the University of Electronic Science and Technology found that sheep know who they are interacting with and can even spot the difference between a happy face and a sad face or an angry face. And go figure. They prefer a happy face to a sad or angry one. Sheep also value community and look out for each other. A University of California study showed that rams created friendships with each other and defended weaker members of the community they formed whenever attacked. But the trait I want to focus on this morning is that when left unchecked and to their own devices, sheep can be very destructive. According to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, there are more than 1.2 billion sheep on the planet today. That's a lot of flocks to protect and a lot of pasture to support. And it hasn't always been successful. A 2016 study shows that there has been significant decline in wildlife populations in Kenya over the last four decades. While warthogs, antelope, and zebra are in strong decline, sheep populations have increased more than 76% during that time. The study found that the sheep are wiping out grasslands that these other creatures need to survive. So here we have creatures that can identify who people are, whether those people give them hope or fear, defend each other when attacked, and when following a leader who allows them to do whatever they like without regard to the impact to others, can be very destructive. Sound like any other species you might know? In reality, the reality is that in these regards, we really aren't any different as human beings. And sadly, we don't seem to be looking to know who the good shepherd is, instead choosing to follow and act on behalf of the hired hands who could care less about us because we aren't theirs to begin with, nor is the earth that they act upon. Need some real examples? Look at Federal Bill H.R. 3990, the National Monument Creation and Protection Act. Sounds lovely, doesn't it? It would actually make it harder, not easier, to create new national monuments and would authorize presidents to reduce the size of all existing monuments, from the canyons of the ancients in Colorado to the Muir Woods in California. How about H.R. 4532? The Shasha National Monument and Indian Creek National Monument Act would allow for the banning of healthy outdoor enjoyment of the Bears Ears National Monument, such as rock climbing or paddling, while severely cutting back the amount of land protected. And what about the Interior Department's 60-day review process just launched to open up a 1.5 million acre coastal plain in Alaska for oil and drilling? It's not just on a national level. You may not know this, but we just dodged what could have been a huge loss to our local environment this past February. I'm betting most in the community didn't even know it. NTE Connecticut LLC withdrew its appeal of the Connecticut Siting Council's denial of its application to build a new gas power plant, the Killingly Energy Center, on Lake Road. As Jack Looney, staff attorney for the Connecticut Fund for the Environment, stated, the way forward isn't building more fossil fuel plants in communities already struggling with asthma and air pollution. It's looking carefully at our energy needs and meeting them with carefully sited solar, wind, and efficiency projects that also improve grid resiliency and generate local job growth. We're pleased that Killingly residents will be able to breathe easier and enjoy their green spaces. The Bible is pretty clear on our role when it comes to creation care. And if we're truly following the example of our Good Shepherd, we're called to lead others to biblically sound actions. To do anything less means we're nothing more than hired hands. Leading other sheep toward destructive actions and running away whenever the wolf attacks. Not sure where it's stated? How about Jeremiah 2:7? I brought you into a plentiful land to eat its fruits and its good things, but when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. Or Ezekiel 34:17 and 18. It's not enough for you to feed on the good pasture. Must you also trample the rest of your pasture with your feet? It's not enough for you to drink clear water. Must you also muddy the rest with your feet? How about Hosea 4, 1 through 3? There is no faithfulness, no love, no acknowledgement of God in the land. There is only cursing, lying, and murder, stealing, and adultery. They break all bounds, and bloodshed follows bloodshed. Because of this, the land mourns, and all who live in it waste away. The beasts of the field, and the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea are dying. What future are we leading our world to when we ignore God's word and allow the flock to destroy the planet unchecked? Isaiah 5, 8 through 10 says, "Woe to you who add house to house and join field to field till no space is left and you live alone in the land. The Lord Almighty has declared in my hearing, surely the great houses will become desolate, the fine mansions left without occupants. A 10-acre vineyard will produce only a bath of wine, a homer of seed, only an ephah of grain." I know that this is not the type of earth I'm aiming to serve in the name of the Good Shepherd. So what do we do? Those who know me know that the health of the world's bodies of water are at the core of what I believe my calling to be. So in my case, it involves actions on three fronts, and they can be summarized with the United Church of Christ 2013 For One Earth campaign theme, Green Up, Power Down, and Shout Out. Greening up means taking steps, large and small, to lead others to care for creation. It's as small as setting the example by recycling constantly and snipping the rings of plastic bottle holders so that in the worst case scenario, if they end up in our oceans, they don't wrap around the neck of a bird or a turtle and choke them to death. It means participation in beach cleanups each September to prevent further items from ending up in our waters. It involves taking time to learn what the major issues are that face our planet's ponds, rivers, streams, and oceans, to learn how we can help save them. Powering down means reducing the amount of energy we use to reduce the demand for fossil fuels and other energy production that raises water temperatures and threatens our marine climates. Again, it's as simple as turning off unneeded lights, using LED bulbs that will draw less energy, purchasing energy-efficient appliances that draw less power, and reducing the temperature in unused rooms rather than heat empty spaces. Shouting out is the piece, though, that I think needs the most change. We're great about the easy path, posting to social media about the threats to our environment and maybe donating our birthday on Facebook to causes like Save the Sound or the Ocean Conservancy. But where we really need to kick it in gear is in letters of environmental advocacy to our elected officials and the media. We, and I include myself in this mix, fail to take even 15 minutes a month to write a single email or a single letter to a single representative, pushing for protection of our national parks and monuments, oversight of industries looking for a cheap path to their product while disrupting the land in ways that cannot be undone, or supporting causes both commercial and nonprofit that drive toward improving our protection of the planet against the destruction of an unchecked flock. I'm holding myself accountable to this one as my area of focus to changing my actions in 2018 and the future. So what path are you going to pursue? Do you plan to take the example of the Good Shepherd, who guides us to follow the commandments of the Father? Or will you choose to listen and lead others to follow the hired hand, who seeks to take profits now and will run at the first sign of the wolf ready to attack? Who we choose to follow and lead others to will determine the outcomes not only for us, but for generations to come. Amen.